Now to tell us what it says in Friday's papers, here's Maura Hannan.
Thanks, Sonia. The government could house up to 6,000 Ukrainians in refurbished accommodation before the end of next year. That's the lead story in the Irish Times, citing internal briefings. A meeting of the coalition's subcommittee on refugee accommodation yesterday was told that a fast modular build programme was being investigated. It also heard that the number of asylum seekers without accommodation had fallen from just under 600 down to 61. In a separate story, the same paper reports that the Department of Integration has confirmed that up to 200 Ukrainian refugees will be housed at Column Barracks in Mullingar in the weeks ahead as modular homes near completion at the site. The refugee crisis is also the lead story for the Irish Examiner. It states that the government believes there's a risk that the number of refugees arriving in Ireland will increase again over the summer months. It comes as around 176 international protection applicants are to be given emergency shelter in tented accommodation at the former Central Mental Hospital site in Dundrum, Dublin. The Irish Independent's front page story tells us that complaints about domestic abuse and sexual violence against Gardaí have increased in recent years. Ellen Coyne writes that the Garda Síochána Ombudsman Commission investigated an estimated 80 cases relating to domestic, sexual and gender-based violence in 2022, while between January and March of this year, it initiated 30 such probes against Gardaí. The Independent also reports that two of the country's most famous rivers, the River Moy and the Salmon Weir in Galway, have been closed to anglers by Inland Fisheries Ireland. Fishing was halted in the River Moy and the Salmon Weir after water temperatures rose higher than 20 degrees. That is far above the comfort zone for salmon and trout and can lead to thermal stress and death. Claudine's Tears Over £4 million Mansion is the front page headline for the Irish Daily Mirror. Former footballer Robbie Keane's wife told a court she was in tears after a tenant, who owed the couple 3 years' rent, refused them access to their former family home in Hertfordshire, England. The gated five-bedroom property, complete with cinema room, had been rented out for just over £9,000 a month. The Keynes secured a judgment for almost £350,000 in lost rental income against the tenant, who has been ordered to leave the house. Rocker Gene Simmons has urged the North's political leaders to kiss and make up, according to the Irish Sun. The 73-year-old Kiss frontman visited Britain's Houses of Parliament yesterday as a guest of metal fan Ian Paisley Jr., where he urged an end to the impasse at Stormont. Crazy, crazy, crazy times is the banner headline. Finally, a letter writer to the Irish Independent responds to complaints that Irish Rail's catering service, available on a limited number of routes, are card only. Spare a thought for those of us travelling on the Sligo to Dublin line. Can't buy a cup of tea and there isn't a Kit Kat to be found for love nor money.